Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Tuesday, so today's the day we look at the Bible and relate it to our new idea that we looked at on Monday. This week we're looking at a saying that Jesus said at the beginning of his Sermon on the Mount that began, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Now we're going to have to take some time to try to understand this. Clearly, Jesus is talking about some kind of purity or cleanliness that's internal, rather than sort of an outward changing of appearance or an outward cleanliness. This was important in his context. Jesus entered the scene in a time when the Jewish faith was very, very focused on people being ritually or ceremonially clean. And Jesus was contrasting that kind of cleanliness was something inside our hearts. He was talking about transformation of our entire lives, not simply a going through the motions or some kind of religious cleanliness. There are a few dimensions to the kind of cleanliness that Jesus is talking about. An important one, of course, is the moral cleanliness. The heart, seen as the core of somebody's life. We still use that kind of language today. So the heart's pretty important. The heart represents what's most important to us in our lives, what's at the core of who we are. Jesus is talking about the pure in heart, those who are single-hearted, if you will, people whose loyalties aren't divided between all these different things in the world that vie for our attention. No, instead, the pure in heart are those whose heart is single-focused. One person said, "The pure in heart are the single-minded, who are free from the tyranny of a divided self." Psalm 24 talks about this kind of purity and seems to indicate that the pure in heart are those who are utterly sincere, who absolutely mean with their whole being, their whole life, their whole heart, everything that they do and say. Well, we're going to explore that more in depth in the next few days. But for now, I just want you to look at this question. How can you tell if a person whose life is outwardly correct is truly pure in heart? So think of somebody in your life who appears to do things right, seems to play by the book. But how can you tell if they're pure in heart as well? That'd be a great question to share with somebody you know. Maybe you could grab somebody from the train, the bus, from work, from the neighborhood, just somebody you know who you could share this daily challenge with and start discussing our daily discussion questions with them. Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.